Let's begin Parshas Bichukaisai. So, as we well know, let's just first look over the Parsha for a moment. The Parsha is 78 Pesukim again, because it's a split Parsha. We don't read both Bahar Bichukaisai this week, so we have a very fast laning. So it's only 78 Pesukim. Okay, so this week is known as the Teichacha. Okay, Chazal say that already from the times of Ezra Sefer, beginning of Second Beis Hamikdash, going thousands of years ago, he was the one that broke. He arranged it. He was Mesader that we should read the Teichacha of Sefer VaYikra, which is called the Teichacha of Toras Kahanim, that we should read it right before Shavuos. Then there's one more Teichacha, the Teichacha in Parshas Kisavai, and that one we read right before Rosh Hashanah. And I'll explain a little bit later why it's that way. Okay, so again, there's 78 Pesukim of Parsha. If you look at the Parsha, it's basically split halfway down the middle. The first 40-50 Pesukim is the Brachas and the Klalos, the Teichacha. And then the last half of the Parsha until Chazak, this week is Parsha's Chazak, it's divided up into basically the Halachas of Hegdish. If you want to be Poda Hegdish, there's a Halacha called Temura. If you have an animal and you say, I want the Kedusha of this animal to go into that animal, it's a lot of laws of what happens in the Beis HaMikdash. That's more or less the Parsha, and then we say Chazak, Chazak, and we start Sefer Bamidbar next week's Parsha. Okay, let's talk a little bit about the Teichacha. I'm going to tell you two interesting facts that I've yet to meet people that really know these two facts. Okay, so first of all, this Teichacha is actually mentioned in Mishnais and Megillah, and there's halachas, how to read Teichacha. Is anyone here a Gabbai? You got to know these halachas. First halacha is, okay, so if now someone else, you got to yell at him if he makes a mistake. You don't call someone up in the middle of Teichacha, okay? The Mishnah, some Megillah Dachlam and Alfam and Alf, it says, Ein Mafsikin B'Teichacha, okay? You don't do a Hefsik in the Teichacha. Now, this is the fact most people don't know. When do you read Teichacha, this week's Teichacha, Parshas Bichukaisai? One time is this week, right before Shavuos. There's another time, a little bit of trivia. When else do we read Parshas Bichukaisai? It's really, I have yet to meet someone who knows the answer to this question. It's a Mishnah, it's a first Mishnah. In the olden days, and it means brought in Halacha, in Tav Kuf Ayin Tes.
Another Parsha, no?
What?
It's in another Parsha.
No,
that's
Teichacha. That's true, but this Teichacha.
That's
very good. Very good. When it rains, when it doesn't rain, if there's a drought, the Mishnayis and Masechta Tainis talks of the special davening and special laning. The Mishnah Megillah says this is the laning. The Nesachi Gishmechem Beitam. Right, these took us. The Parshas Bichukaisai we read this week, but also if God forbid there would be a serious drought in Yisrael, there's seven series of Tanesim that we have special Kriyas HaTorah. And we read Parshas Bichukaisai. Okay, that's one little fact you have to know. There's an amazing fact. This, again, I don't have yet to meet someone who knows this little fact. The halachas of obscure laning is in Chelik Dalet of Mishnah Berurah. It's a Siman Shulchan Aruch, Tav Chaf Tes, I think. Over there talks about, Tav Chaf Ches in Shulchan Aruch. It talks about all kinds of different situations during the year. So he brings the halachas, which we're going to say, the halachas of how to read the Teichacha. So one we all know, one is the Gemara. The Gemara says you can't call someone up in the middle of the Teichacha, which we'll explain in a minute. There's another halacha, is you don't call somebody up by name. You don't say, Yamayd, Yankel, to get this aliyah of the klalos. You don't call someone up. What they would do is, the Bakore, no one wants the aliyah, because the aliyah of the klalos, people don't want it. So you don't call someone up. A lot of shuls, the minig is you don't call someone up to Bakore, just takes that aliyah. It used to be a big deal in Europe. It used to be that no one wanted to take it, and they would actually pay the poorest guy in town. It was a tremendous shander, it was a tremendous embarrassment, but he needed the money. Rabbi Sof Santa in the Sefer Tenuos Amos was very upset that they made this guy shame himself because he needs a few bucks. They called him up, and they didn't call him up, they gave him the Teichacha. But, okay, that's well known. Here's a little unknown fact. The Mishnah Berurah and Bir Halacha says that there were Kehilas in Klal Yisrael that skipped this week's laning. If you want to be a popular Rav, you reinstitute that minhag, right?
Was Israel ahead?
Not because it's ahead, it's because they felt techacha so bad, we shouldn't relain it. The Mishnah Berurah criticizes it. Chas v'shalom. The idea of laning goes back to Moshe Rabbeinu, you know, that we have to lane every Shabbos. And another reason is based on what I'm going to explain today. Another reason is why Chas v'shalom to skip the laning. Okay, why don't we call up somebody in middle of in middle of the Teichacha? So the Gemara says, two reasons. Either Moser Hashem b'ni al-Timaz. In other words, if you stop the laning in the middle of the Teichacha, you're kind of telling Hashem, okay, we heard enough of your Teichacha, let's take a break for a minute or two. Moser Hashem b'ni al-Timaz. Don't despise God's Moser. God's talking to us during laning. Don't say, okay, hold up a minute, recess. No. When Hashem's giving you Moser, you got to sit quietly and take it. Moser Hashem b'ni al-Timaz. So, by the way, that's what the Bir Halacha says. So, can you imagine what kind of chutzpah is if we skip the laning totally? So he says, Chas v'shalom not to skip the laning, okay? Then there's a second reason in the Gemara. Reish Lakishom Lefisha Eimon Bracha Ala Piranias. We don't say a bracha on the Piranias. Tosfos brings the Medrash. What it means is, when Hashem is giving us Musa, and we're very upset as a nation, Hashem says, don't be blessing me while you're Bitzar, because Imai Anoichi Bitzar. Okay? That's that. Now, the Gemara says something. All these halachas, the halach of the Gemara, you don't call somebody up in the middle of the aliyah, in the middle of the teichacha, and also the halacha of you don't call somebody up a name, that minhag. That's only true, the teichacha in Teres Kanim, in Parsha, this week's Parsha, Parsha's Bichu Koisei. Ava klolos of the Mishnah Torah, the klolos in Parsha's Kisavai, in Sefer Devarim, Koisei, you could stop in the middle. That's what Gemara says. Now, Agav Orcha, again, in Simen Tavchav Ches, these halachas are brought. The Ramah says, our minig is not to stop in any of the places. But according to the letter of the law, according to the din of the Gemara, what's the halacha? You're not allowed to stop only in Parshas Bichul Kaisei. Why? So the Gemara says one thing. The Achronim says really two things. And it lines up with the two reasons why that you're not allowed to stop in the first place. Let's listen. Why is there a chilik between the klala of Bichul Kaisei and the klala of Kisavai? So the Gemara says two things. Reason one, my time, halalu b'lashon rabim. One reason is because in Torah's in this week's parsha, it's plural. It's Moshe speaking. It's to everyone in Klal Yisrael. And number two is Moshe mipi agvura amaron. And second of all, in Sefer Devarim, it's Moshe Rabbeinu talking. Of course, it becomes part of the Torah and it's the Word of God, but it's Moshe Rabbeinu talking. It's Moshe's voice. Okay, so the Shagar Sari explains the following. If you remember the Gemara before, why don't we stop in metal? So the first reason we gave is because the Musar of Hashem don't despise. So the Shagar Sari explained that is parallel to the reason that in this week's parasha Hashem is speaking, in Sefer Torah Moshe is speaking. In Moshe speaking, it's not Musar Hashem b'ni al-Timaz. That's A. Now, what about the second reason that we gave before? Why can't you stop in middle? Because Hashem imay noichi b'tzara. That's only when he's rebuking the entire Klal Yisrael b'lashon rabim, not when it's b'lashon yachid. Okay, those are the two reasons. The Rishonim ask a question over here. Again, so one of the reasons we don't stop and make an aliyah in middle of the Teichacha is because Gav Yachal Hashem says, don't make a bracha when there's tzaras. But we know Mishnah and Bracha says, Kishem Shemavarchal al Atov, Kachvachal. What's the big deal? We always make brachas on Tzaras. This is what I'm explaining. I want to tell you something from the Beis Halevi, the Drushes, and I think it'll give a little different perspective of what the way we should be feeling during the Tochacha. He says a much. Let's say a guy's overweight. Okay, the doctor has an appointment with the doctor. The doctor says, you know, you're overweight. It means you have high blood pressure, you have bad cholesterol, and you're risk for diabetes. Okay, so what do you got to do? You got to go on diet, you got to be careful, you got to exercise. When the guy hears that, he's really upset. He's saying, is the doctor over? Is he exaggerating? How can I do that? I don't have time to exercise. I tried dieting 100 times. And I sound like I know about this parasha. Okay, so, now God forbid this fellow gets a heart attack. What happens now? Now it's a different story. Now the doctor has to cut him open. Now it's a different type of yisurim. Literally, the doctor's going to cut him open, put him a stent, rehab. It's a much different story. Okay? The first time he's not thanking the doctor. The first time he's very upset. The second time he's also bitsar. But now he's thanking the doctor. Why? Because he realized the doctor is saving his life. The Teichacha over here is different than the Teichacha when we have Yisurim. When we have Yisurim, a Jew's perspective is, I have Yisurim now, I'm under the knife, I have to realize that everything is a Teich. The Teichacha of Bichu Kaisai, this is the deterrent that Hashem is giving us. Don't behave a certain way. So this that we say, that a Jew has to make a bracha, ala ra, kishem shem bracha, ala toiv, that's after we got the Yisurim, after we're under the knife. A person has to realize, Yisurim is the surgery, that's the knife. And of course you thank Hashem. Every time Hashem gives Yisurim, the way of a Jew is to thank Hashem. We don't make a bracha here because we're talking about before we got the surgery. These are not, we're not under surgery here. The bracha, the klalos of Bichu Kaisai, is just to be a deterrent for us. Don't behave this way because such a thing is going to happen. But as I said before, Chazal instituted it that it should be before Shavuos, because the idea is Shavuos is a type of Rosh Hashanah. Gemara says we get judged on trees. And the Gemara says, the reason why I read it before Shavuos, Shetichla Hashanah B'Klal Yisrael. The year should be done, and all klalos, even these deterrents that make him upset that you're going to read tomorrow, it should be done before Shavuos, and we should come into Shavuos with a only brachas.